Hello and welcome to episode 4 in our Modernizing Our Infrastructure with Hybrid Cloud series on TechNet Radio. Today we're going to cover planning hybrid cloud compute virtualization fabric. And I'm Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist for Microsoft. I work in the greater Southeast District, specifically in the state of Florida. I just had my 21st year anniversary with the company this month. And you know, I've seen this transformation from traditional IT to now encompassing this cloud technology or hybrid scenarios. And we'll be digging into that in that subject matter with our colleague, my colleague and friend, Keith Mayer. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Blaine. Hey, thanks for having me on the show today. And hello, everybody. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior tech evangelist on Blaine's team. I cover the U.S. Heartland area in the middle of the country and work with IT pros that are looking to adopt virtualization and cloud technologies in the central region of the U.S. So happy to be here today.
You know, virtualization, as you know, Keith, has been a really hot technology for a number of years now in IT. But it's, you know, kind of see that there are some differences or some new opportunities that I think IT pros need to consider when planning, you know, their virtualization for a what we refer to as a hybrid cloud environment. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the big enabling features that I've seen from a lot of IT pros as they start thinking about adopting cloud as a component of their overall hybrid strategy is their planning is really no longer constrained by physical data center capacity. You know, a lot of times as IT pros out in the enterprise, we do physical capacity planning of our data centers on a 12-month to sometimes 18-month or two-year basis. And a lot of the decisions that we make about applications and solutions that we're deploying into that environment are constrained and oftentimes by the capacity that we have, where the cloud really unlocks this elastic capability of being able to scale on demand up or down as needs warrant. And it's really empowering for a lot of organizations. I've seen a lot of organizations kind of turn away from thinking about IT as a series of components and systems to thinking about it in terms of solutions. And then as they deploy those solutions, really capitalizing on the thought of, you know, how could we best leverage these solutions that we're deploying if capacity limits were not a consideration? If we can tap into that cloud and tap into virtually unlimited compute and storage and networking bandwidth, how does that change some of what we're doing? So that's been a big enabling factor, I think, as organizations are moving towards a hybrid IT model.
Right. You know, great point. You know, when we look at how do, you know, traditional IT pro virtualization skills, you know, how do those really translate over or into hybrid cloud? You can mention a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think there's a lot. You know, there's a ton of value. I know way back when cloud first started coming on the scene, you and I heard a lot from IT pros saying, oh my gosh, with this movement towards cloud, are my infrastructure skills deprecating? Are they going away? What do I need to do to stay relevant? And what I've seen, and probably you as well, is that the background and experience that IT pros have in hardware infrastructure and scalability and IP networking and subnetting and systems performance tuning and whatnot, all of those skills are great background to have and leverage. But as we move to a hybrid cloud IT model, we really start looking at things through a different lens. Instead of looking at system by system, you know, if we're deploying an application, instead of looking at it as a virtual machine by virtual machine basis, we start thinking about it as this collection of virtual machines or this tier within an overall application solution, looking at things more holistically and using tools that really empower us to up-level our skills and be able to, at the same time, reduce our time investment and having to monitor all these individual discrete components and have more time to focus on the strategic aspects of how IT can really enable our business organization.
Yeah, I've actually taken a lot of advantage with working, you know, with VMs and putting workloads in Microsoft Azure. And more importantly, you know, back in the day, I used to get, you know, I used to carry a pager and get paged about some hard drive failing, you know, and getting up at 3 a.m. to go replace a hard drive and having to maintain that hardware. And it's kind of nice to be able to just focus on my IT skills deploying those workloads in the cloud and kind of keeping the hardware side to Microsoft. So what I think we're seeing a good kind of a either the hybrid or folks actually going completely into the cloud. So, you know, when you're planning hybrid cloud virtualization, how should IT pros really approach that?
That's a great question. And one of the factors that I've seen a lot of organizations struggle with as they start embracing cloud platforms as part of their strategy is how can they easily manage that collection of technologies together as part of one holistic IT environment, right? Because, you know, nowadays for organizations that have deployed lots of different applications and workloads in their on-premises data center, they have a set of management tools. They might be using System Center to manage their on-premises systems. They might be using PowerShell to do some automation and scripting. They might be using various different technologies for managing different types of networking and storage systems, right? And then as they start going to the cloud, you know, they're worried, hey, do we start having this proliferation of new management tools, and now we have to use management tool X versus Y versus Z for managing all these different offshoots of our hybrid environment. And one of the great things I think that a lot of organizations have come to realize is that, you know, Microsoft's been an enterprise IT for years and years. We understand a lot of those pain points. And so as we've developed our Azure platform as a public cloud that an organization can carve out a portion of as an isolated secure extension of their data center and leverage as an enterprise IT extension, we've extended our management technologies that organizations are already comfortable with largely out to managing the cloud as well. So if you're using System Center today, if you're using PowerShell today, if you're using Windows Server Manager in Server 2012 or 2012 R2, all of those same tools that you're using in your on-premises world work out in the cloud. And at the same time, if you're coming at it from a different set of tools, maybe you're a Linux shop, for instance, and you're using Puppet or Chef or Vagrant or whatnot, our MS OpenTech team, our Open Technologies team, has worked very closely with the Azure team to make sure that those management tools work with Azure as well. So the whole idea is to bring the management tools that you're comfortable with and be able to leverage those consistently as part of your hybrid cloud strategies. That consistency is really powerful.
Yeah, so you know, when we talk about an extension on the private cloud side, you know, we have this pack called the Azure Pack. So you want to tell our viewers a little bit about what that's all about?
Yeah, and that's really a level of consistency that's enabling an on-premises data center in an existing environment to behave like a private label version of Azure. So it turns an on-premises virtualized data center into a kind of a private label cloud in their own environment and provides the same consistent UI and API for being able to manage that Azure provides. So it's based on top of a foundation of Windows Server provided by Windows Server 2012 R2 and Hyper-V and System Center 2012 R2. Those maintain the base virtualization fabric. I know a lot of folks went out to our Early Experts Virtualization Specialist Challenge and have been stepping through preparing that base foundation. Azure Pack layers on top of that and provides the ability to extend self-service, elasticity, on-demand provisioning and automation, cost control to your private cloud environment with an interface that's consistent with the Azure public cloud to give you mobility back and forth and being able to manage workloads from private cloud to public cloud and back based on what makes the most sense for a business organization.
Sure. So if I'm an IT pro and I already have an existing Hyper-V environment and I'm using custom VM templates and all else defined, right, can I leverage them with the Azure Pack?
Absolutely, yeah. The Azure Pack, because it layers on top of System Center 2012 R2 and Hyper-V, if you already have custom VM images that you've developed and are deploying and or templates that you've developed with System Center, Azure Pack can pull all of that in. And you can determine, as the IT pro that's managing all of it, which groups within your organization have access to what level of resources and which templates and whatnot to, in some cases, empower those business groups. If you have like business unit IT people sitting in some of your business units in larger organizations, to empower them to be able to spin up some of their own workloads, some of their own application environments for dev or test or staging or whatnot without without you as the IT pro having to do all that heavy work, heavy lifting work, so that you can concentrate on other stuff.
Sure.
You know, as an IT pro, I think one thing is we all have in common is the pile of paperwork on our desk is not shrinking. So we're all looking for ways to be able to take some of those tasks and delegate, right? And then focus on the stuff that really requires our skills.
Yeah. Delegation of control and self-service. And
it's
it's really the big component piece that kind of gives us an advantage as well as being efficient, right? So
definitely,
if I have the Azure pack, you know, it's consistent with Microsoft Azure, so I can also leverage these templates in the public cloud too and have the hybrid scenario. So I think you've got some demos. I think you're going to tee up some demos for us. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we step over into the lab and we'll take a look at Azure Pack and Azure and some of the ways that it can leverage a virtualized cloud, a virtualization fabric, a foundation within an environment and extend it to the cloud. So let's head over to the lab.
All right, let's take a look.
So Blaine, here we are over in our lab environment, and right now we're looking at System Center 2012 R2, Virtual Machine Manager. And as lots of those listening in today that have gone through our Early Experts Virtualization Specialist study plan over at earlyexperts.net know, Virtual Machine Manager is a great tool for being able to bring in multiple virtualization hosts, be able to manage them centrally, along with networking and storage fabric on our fabric pane, and then be able to use our library area to create templatized versions of virtual machines or application services, in the case of service templates, that could be multiple VMs and tiers of VMs that you wish to deploy into your virtualized environment. So where Azure Pack comes in, we talked a little bit about Azure Pack of extending this virtualized environment into the cloud, is that Azure Pack lays on top of this management interface. It uses System Center 2012 R2 essentially as a fabric controller to manage all these aspects of our physical fabric, but abstracted away from users that are using the Azure Pack to manage their environment. So if I head over to one of my browser windows, over in this browser window, I've got the Azure Pack tenant portal up and running. And it looks very similar for those of you that have seen the Microsoft Azure management portal. Looks really similar to that. But look at the URL. This is actually pointing back into my environment. This is my private label cloud platform. And through the Azure Pack, I can select those various templates, different collections of resources, and delegate access into a private cloud that I can allow users to log in. I'm logged in as one of my development users and use this same consistent Azure-like interface for being able to do self-provisioning of on-demand resources. So just like out in the Microsoft Azure public cloud, in my private cloud using the Azure Pack, I can go down to my new button down the bottom toolbar to provision new resources. And as I select provisioning new virtual machines on demand, I can browse into the gallery, and when I look at the templates that are available that have been delegated to me, you'll see those same templates that I've already defined in System Center. We were looking at over here for a web server, an app server, and a database server. They're also being propagated out because I've delegated access to those within the Azure Pack. So my self-service user can pick one of the templates and step through this Azure-like interface for being able to configure that. So it kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little earlier in our episode about being able to leverage what we've already built out, the virtual networking, the storage, our compute infrastructure, our templates, and then cloud enable that in our on-premises environment with the Azure Pack. And then similarly, be able to walk over to our extension of our on-premises data center in the public cloud on Microsoft Azure, and through the same type of browser interface, have that same consistency for being able to provision new virtual machines in a very consistent, easy to understand way. So you're not training people in your IT teams, your business unit IT teams, your development teams on how to provision workloads in the private cloud versus the public cloud. It's very similar. It's all using that same set of technologies. Now, we also talked about being able to leverage these templates and other resources that we have cross-premises, right? So not just in our private cloud, but maybe we want to take those same templates, our app server template, our web server template, our database server template, and be able to leverage them up in our public Azure cloud as well. You know, maybe we're starting to think about moving some of those web server workloads or database server workloads that require extreme scalability or on-demand elasticity to adapt dynamically to changing resource requirements. Maybe we're thinking about moving those out to the Azure public cloud as an extension of our data center. When we go over in our Azure public portal to our virtual machines area, you'll see this images area that allows us to take and create our own custom images. Those custom images could even be uploaded from our existing on-premises environment. So if we have over in System Center, for instance, let me go back there. If we have our existing web servers or app server or database server templates, they're already kind of prepackaged as sys-prepped versions of virtual hard disks with template settings. We can actually use another System Center component called System Center 2012 R2 App Controller to be able to move or copy those images directly into the Azure public cloud to be able to leverage them there as well. You see, App Controller gives us the ability to provide a management interface over our private, public, and hosted clouds. You'll see currently I have a connection to my on-prem private cloud and to my Azure public cloud. And as I drill down into my library area, I can drill into my private cloud and into the System Center VMM library. And then as I drill down into that library, we'll see all of the templates and hard disks that I've currently set up. So here's the sys-prepped hard disk for my web server template. I can easily add that as an image for use in the public cloud as well, right here from System Center App Controller. So that if I go up to Windows Azure and click on Images, we'll see a list of standard images that the Azure public cloud platform provides, along with a couple of our existing custom images that we saw through the Azure portal. And what I can do right from this web interface is up on my toolbar, if I wanted to add a new image from on-premises, I can click Add. I can specify a name for my new image that'll appear in the Azure portal. And then I can add it either from a storage container that's already in Azure, if I've previously copied this up to Azure. But the cool thing is I can also add this right from my on-premises environment using this one screen within my App Controller tool. So I'm going to browse out to my VMM library. I'll click Browse here. Browse back out to that library, and I'm going to pick that sys-prepped web image virtual hard disk that my web server template's using. I'll click OK. And then I need to specify where in Azure I want to copy this to use it as an image in my VM image library. So I'm going to browse out and pick one of my Azure storage accounts. And then as I expand that out, I'll pick a container for storing images, the VM image container that I previously created. Click OK. And I'll specify that this image is a Windows image. I can use the same approach for Windows or Linux. In this case, it happens to be a Windows web server image. I'll click OK, and it'll actually submit that as a job. So I can go over to my jobs list here and see that job in progress being added. And it'll take a few minutes. There we go. It's completed already. Now if I go out to my Azure portal, we've just uploaded that virtual hard disk and registered as an image. I can go back over to my virtual machines area on my images tab. There's my new custom image. And now out in Azure on the public cloud, if I want to create a new VM using that same image, I can go down to my new button, select virtual machine from gallery out in the public Azure cloud, and be able to select my images, and boom, there's my image right there that I just uploaded. So portability of being able to leverage tools, templates, images, automation between private cloud, public cloud, hosted cloud environments is a key part of our hybrid cloud strategy, and one that lots of IT pros I've been talking to see a lot of value in. Now, in addition to using App Controller for being able to do that upload, you might have Maybe you're in an environment where you have dozens of different images and you want to do this all in bulk, get them up onto Azure so you can start leveraging these various images you've built. Well, we can do these same steps through our PowerShell interface. So if I drop over into my Windows PowerShell integrated scripting environment, as a lot of you probably are aware, out on the Azure portal at azure.microsoft.com, in the downloads area, you can download the Azure PowerShell module, install it, and it opens up a whole new collection of PowerShell commandlets. Once I have that Azure PowerShell module installed, I can use Add Azure Account as a commandlet to authenticate to my Azure subscription. So I'll go ahead and authenticate with my username. And then I have to spell my name right. And then it'll ask me for my password for logging in. These would be the same username and password that I'd use for logging into the Microsoft Azure Management Portal through my web browser. So consistent login. Go ahead and sign in. Once I've done that, I can check that I'm signed in by looking at my Azure subscriptions that I have access to on the public cloud. I've got one for my lab environment, one for production, one for some special use cases. And then I can select which subscription I want to populate these new images in that we're going to upload to the Azure public cloud. So I'm going to pick my lab subscription. I can do that with the select Azure subscription commandlet and just specify the name of my subscription and tell it that I want that to be the current subscription. So go ahead and run that. And then I'm ready. Just after doing those couple steps, I'm ready to upload VHDs and add them as a new custom VM image. Now, in App Controller, when we used the App Controller web portal, it was all one step. It was one screen we filled out to upload the virtual hard disk and add it as an image all at once. In PowerShell, it's actually two steps. We've got the Add Azure VHD commandlet that does the upload process. And then after we've done an upload of our virtual hard disk that's been sysprepped up to the Azure storage, we pair that up with the Add Azure VM Image commandlet to actually register that as a custom image that'll appear in our images list for that subscription. So if we had a dozen or more different virtual hard disks, we can just have a bunch of Add Azure VHD commands back to back, uploading them out to one of our storage accounts. So you'll see for destination, it just specifies a path to my Azure storage account, the URL path that's available through the management portal after I build a storage account. And then once they're all uploaded, add each of those VM images in. So if I just take these two commands and run them, it'll take a little while depending on the size of your virtual hard disks to do the upload. So it'll see the progress occurring and certainly based on the speed of your internet connection. So it can take for anywhere from minutes to hours depending on those variables. But once it's done, you'll have your images ready for use in the Azure cloud. So again, bidirectional portability, whether we're using command line interfaces, whether we're using GUI-based management tools or web-based management tools, you pick the tools and use them as your single set of tools to manage your entire hybrid cloud IT environment. Well, Blaine, what do you think? Is there some value in this, do you think, that you're hearing from IT pros that you've been talking to?
Absolutely. You know, I get a lot of questions around, you know, want to take my physical environment and move my physical environment into the virtual environment. And there's different ways we can do that, right? And different tools like just VHD and some other type tools. But then they also have this same thing about how can I manage my on-premises private cloud and be able to have the kind of the same look and feel functionality when interfacing with the Azure pack and have that same look and feel as we do in Azure. So I think that with App Controller and with VMM and the combined nature of those tools gives you a more comfortable look and feel in the interface. So absolutely.
Great. And it looks like while we were talking, our upload and VM image registration process finished. So we're set to go. It's just that easy. Well, Blaine, should we head back to the office then and finish up our conversation?
Yeah, let's go back and wrap things up, right? Call to action. Wow, Keith, you really covered a lot there in a short amount of time. A lot of ground covered. So what's the call to action? What should people be looking for as we wrap things up for this TechNet Radio episode?
Well, we've pulled together, you're right, we pulled together a lot of different aspects of managing a hybrid cloud consistently. And I think what's really valuable for a lot of people is understanding that if they want to learn more, there's some great resources available out on Microsoft Virtual Academy. We've got an entire blog series at our AKAMS Modern Cloud link that we've all, you and I and the rest of the team, have been authoring last month and this month to help organizations kind of think through that process as they're struggling with end of support for Windows Server 2003 coming up in the near future, and how to use that as an opportunity to not just migrate their servers, but modernize their infrastructure and leverage hybrid cloud. So down at the bottom of the page, you'll find all those resources listed for Microsoft Virtual Academy. If you're interested in getting certified or getting some hands-on with hybrid cloud, we've also got some great study tracks over at earlyexperts.net to learn more about that. And then, by all means, the blog series that you, Blaine, and I and the rest of the team have been writing is another great collection of resources as well.
Yeah, it's a great collaborative effort by our team to deliver to our customers. So it's always a pleasure doing TechNet Radio with you, Keith. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into TechNet Radio. With that, it's a wrap.